Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
That was great. All right, 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters. 50 years in the South Hills. No Donnie. He filled in for Pop and Joe. I got Malzy sick, so he's out today. We've still got about an hour to go here. Open Phone Friday comes your way in about 15 minutes. We can get a little bit of a head start on that at 412-928-9370. I'm at beautiful Studio B Bowser Chevy, and we've talked a lot today about the Pirates' lousy opener, the Jackson Dart news that he's going to visit with the Steelers next month. His pro day was today. Now conversation sparked by the great Colin Cowherd that the Steelers could use the 21st pick on a quarterback. And you've got what Aaron Rodgers is putting the Steelers through. I mean, we're now weeks into this. We're supposed to be now into draft talk, but Rodgers still is playing mind games. He's mind-effing the Steelers. And we've all been there. We've all gone through this. Man, if there's one thing I know about based on my early 20s and mid-20s, and actually go even farther back than that, my college days, I could tell you what, I could write a book. I could have a doctorate in being strung along. Okay, I know all about that. I can pick up the cues and I can pick up the signs when somebody doesn't want to commit, somebody doesn't want to say yes, and they're making excuses and they're just trying to drag it out. And that's, tell me that's not what Aaron Rodgers is doing. Cabali's best explanation when he joined us earlier this hour was, he's just Aaron Rodgers. This is what he does. You're dealing with a different cat. You're dealing with an odd duck. So, like, deal with it. He's so mercurial. He's so enigmatic, like the name of his friggin' Netflix documentary. You don't know what you're dealing with. So, you have to play nice. You have to be sensitive to his feelings. You can't overstep your boundaries with the guy. And you could... You know, he comes here. A.J. Hawk said today, Rodgers' friend from their days in Green Bay together, that he loved everything about Pittsburgh. Okay, so let me get this straight. He loves Mike Tomlin. He loves Arthur Smith. He loves Art Rooney. He loves the Steelers brand. He's got no problem with the money. So then why hasn't he signed? I don't know, maybe just like what we heard with Russell Wilson and how things were more copacetic. Oh, him and Arthur Smith, they're FaceTiming their wives and bragging about how much time they're spending together. No, you might think I'm out at a bar chasing skirt, but I'm actually sitting here with old Russy boy and we're watching more tape, we're crunching more film. There's a lot of BS in pro sports. You got to sift through the elephant-sized piles of crap to find corn kernels of truth. And so, I don't know. Call me a skeptic. Call me an all-time Aaron Rodgers cynic. I think he hasn't signed yet because he probably doesn't want to play here. So, what is he doing? Couple clips here we'll get to. Charlie's back in Green Tree. Adam Schefter went on ESPN Milwaukee, which obviously they care about Aaron Rodgers because he's one of the greatest Packers players of all time. And here's what Schefter told them about why he thinks or what he believes is delaying and causing this Aaron Rodgers thing with the Steelers to not reach a conclusion.
Until I hear him say, I want to play, then I can tell you people are asking that question about whether he wants to play. Like, it's come up. People have said to me, hey, are you sure he wants to play? No, I'm not sure. I'm hearing he might not want to play. Which, by the way, again, I don't want to speak for him because I don't want to get called out. But, you know, we're speculating. It shouldn't be that hard. Like, either you want to play for the Steelers or you don't, right? Like, what are we waiting for? I don't see too many free agents who go visit a team for 6 hours, think about something. And what's the question? What's the issue? They want you. You don't want them? Clearly, you have questions. I don't know if that's playing for that team, living in that city, playing football. And what? There's something that's holding you back.
I'm with Schefter. I like that Schefter is now going on whatever platform it is. I wish he would go on the big ESPN and not ESPN Milwaukee. No offense to ESPN Milwaukee or whatever they're doing there on their local station in cheese curd capital of USA. You know, Miller Beer, capital of USA. I wish Schefter would go on the biggest shows, like sit next to Stephen A. Smith and say those things. So more people could have it like funnel through the like potatoes that they have in their ears that are keeping them from maybe wanting to take Aaron Rodgers for what he is, which is a big time kind of fraud. And a guy here that's like, I think, just toying with and playing with the Steelers' emotions. They're pinning their hopes on him, obviously. And he's like, I couldn't be bothered to make a decision. Maybe I'll just take this thing right into the summer so I don't have to go to mini camp or training camp. Who knows which extreme he's willing to take it to. And that's why I think Schefter is like, Schefter usually does not just make stuff up or recklessly speculate on things. He's hearing people tell him that Aaron Rodgers might retire. Wouldn't that be just lovely if we go through all of this and not only does Aaron Rodgers beat Mike Tomlin in the last Super Bowl Mike Tomlin coached in, but he led Tomlin astray for so long that all the other good quarterback options dried up. And by the time Rodgers said, you know what, I don't think I want to do this football anything, they were left, I don't want to do this football thing anymore, the Steelers are left holding the bag. Schefter thinks it could go that way, which is why before this segment started, I asked a simple question that said, are you sick of Aaron Rodgers yet? He hasn't even come here. His Steelers career hasn't even started. And I already find myself getting frustrated and ticked off with him. 412-928-9370. Tom Pelissero went out with Jim Rome and had this to say about exactly what went down with the Aaron Rodgers Steelers visit. Hit it, Charlie.
Aaron basically invited himself on a visit late last week. He was in the building for several hours. He watched tape with the coaches. I mean, this deal has been in place contract-wise for weeks. They've discussed parameters. This is not going to be a financial issue at all for Aaron Rodgers. If it gets done, it's going to be a one-year deal, and he's going to be in there and taking a shot at age 41 to show that he can muster one more miraculous run, not unlike Brett Favre did back in 09 when he ended up in Minnesota. This was a get-to-know-you type of meeting. Everything there sounds positive. I can tell you that Aaron has kept up a dialogue with various members of the organization, coaches, other players. There's been communication like this is really something that he's going to do. And at this point, right now, sitting here in late March, the Pittsburgh Steelers are the only opportunity that Aaron has.
If it's the only opportunity he has and he really wants to play football, back to what Adam Schefter said, then he should have signed by now. If he's 100% committed to playing football and extending his career, and there are no other options on the table, and according to A.J. Hawk, he likes Pittsburgh, then he should be signed by now. But he's not, which makes me think maybe he will retire, in which case I think the Steelers will dodge a bullet, and then we'll proceed forward with Mason Rudolph and maybe the ghost of Joe Flacco, which I would actually be fine with and possibly even entertained by. Because it would be hilarious that Tomlin, who was said repeatedly, and especially at the end of Ben, like openly almost mocked Ben and made fun of Ben for being such an immobile quarterback. And basically, he was in heat like a cat talking about other quarterbacks who could move. He sounded like he was turned on by it when he would do his Tuesday press conferences and talk about the Steelers playing mobile quarterbacks when Ben was at the end of the line. It would be hysterical if the Steelers quarterback room are literally two guys that I could probably beat in the 40-yard dash. Sorry, Mason. Sorry, Joe Flacco. I say that half jokingly, but I am in much better shape now that I have my personal trainer. 412-928-9370. Are you sick of Aaron Rodgers yet? Those are the updates on him as we start another weekend in which he probably won't sign, in which case we'll come back on Monday and it'll be time to make the donuts again and talk about why this guy supposedly loves Pittsburgh, but is such an effing riddle that he won't make a decision and come play here. 412-928-9370. Here's James in the North Hills. Hello, James.
I'm sure that you've had someone like this, Pony, in your life, a friend who chases the girl, and the girl doesn't want to date him. And nobody wants to date her either because she's a basket case. She's not as attractive as she used to be, but your friend is willing to dehumanize himself and just really embarrass himself in the pursuit of this girl. And she's like, yeah, I'll let you know next week. And when they don't get back to you, it's because they don't want to talk to you. It's because they're not interested. And Aaron Rodgers is doing this because he likes to be talked about, and no one likes him and no one wants to deal with him. And it's why the Steelers are the only team. And by the way, can we stop calling Mike Tomlin Mike Tomlin and start calling him Mike? M-I-C, because that's what he is. He's a microphone. He talks about how much he wants a mobile quarterback every season and then goes after people like Aaron Rodgers, the ghost of Joe Flacco. Shut up.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it. That's how we'll start Open Phone Friday. You can be next. 412-928-9370. That was very well said. I liked that. I enjoyed that thoroughly. That was a nice pick-me-up for here. I don't really drink caffeine anymore. That was like an espresso to my system. I like people that just come right in. They give an opinion. It's entertaining. It's interesting. I don't even have to agree with it. In that case, I did. And I love the analogy. So you're up next.